Hello, good morning. I don't know about you, but every morning when I wake up, the one thought that comes to my mind is, thank God I'm in England, with my wife and my family. This is always the reaction to the news that I watch or listen to the previous evening, and which is always full of sad stories about countries far and wide, ruled by madmen, megalomaniacs or perverts. Countries blessed with everything that can make life so beautiful and prosperous are pilfered, its resources plundered and squandered, and its people downtrodden, even if they are not subjected to persecution or worse. One such country in the news lately is Venezuela. One can never find a better example of a country that has plummeted over a short period from being the richest place in Latin America to a basket case where people search the dustbins for food and compete with stray dogs and cats for morsels of eatable stuff. Venezuela is the country straddling the wasteland between the two Americas, North and South. It borders with Brazil, Colombia, and the Caribbean, and its shoreline is partly on the Pacific and partly on the Caribbean. It's a little over 352 square miles and has a population of a little over 30 million. Having been intrigued as to where the name came from, I found out that the person who discovered it was a navigator called Amerigo Vespucci, obviously an Italian. He saw the houses on stilts around Lake Maracaibo and immediately thought of naming it Venezuela or Piccolo Venetia, that is, Tiny Venice. Later on, the Spanish took the place over and used the Spanish Venezuela, still meaning the same thing. Venezuela is a very interesting country in many respects. First, it is shielded on one side by the mighty Andes mountain range. To the west, there is the merged part with the Amazon basin and the rainforests. It's considered the seventh country in the world in richness of natural diversity. And last, but not least, it has the largest known deposits of oil anywhere in the world. This is why it was so rich at one time. So what happened? The country was taken over in a military coup in 1999 led by Hugo Chavez. He turned the country into a military dictatorship, and the fortunes of the junta and the people flourished because of the oil revenue. This meant that they disregarded other resources that could have added to the income of the country, such as coffee and cocoa, and of course, travel and tourism. President Chavez turned the country into a so-called socialist state, but we all know that this is always the way dictators describe what is essentially a despotic regime with ultimate power in the hands of the head of the state. Chavez died, probably of cancer, and after a prolonged illness and medical treatment in Cuba. During his illness, his deputy Nicolás Maduro was in charge. When Chavez died, he had recommended that the people take Maduro as the next president, and they duly did. Well, the oil prices slumped, investments in infrastructure were neglected over many years, and the corrupt regime was true to form, as history has taught us, a gradual deterioration of conditions, sapping of prosperity, civil and political unrest, and finally total poverty and the rise of crime and instability. Venezuela has now the accolade of having the highest inflation rate of any country in the world. It stands at over 2,000%. It can also boast one of the lowest income per person in the world. 93% of the people say they cannot afford to buy food, and 73% have actually lost weight in the past year alone. Of course, people who are able to find a better life elsewhere have left the country, including about 14,000 doctors. The statistics go on and on and on, always in the wrong direction. After all this, would you not agree with me that we have to thank God and Providence that we are living in this orderly and civilized country? Does this contrast not make you think that our complaints about the weather or the fact that our spending power has been eroded because of about 1% loss of purchasing power? To me, it's a matter of perspective, and I hope we can all feel for our human brethren in Venezuela and hope that those in charge can have the courage and the resourcefulness to consider the welfare of their people rather than their assurance to maintain themselves in the seat of power. If only those people who are in the majority Christians and mostly Catholics would take a lead out of the leaf and life of Jesus Christ, who said, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Jesus also reminded his people of the time when David found some hungry people and decided to share with them the food that he was eating and which was designated and lawful only for priests and only found in the temple for those priests. And finally, for those who would like to take some comfort in time of need, I refer to them what Jesus also said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst." I know that the bread of faith will not keep us alive on its own, but the spiritual succor it gives us will help us be patient, and our prayers will certainly be heard. I pray for the people of Venezuela, and I pray that their president and government would have the wisdom to relieve their people of their poverty and their misery. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.